No, no.
And this is the part you're really going to love. How would you call a cow to get him in out of the pen?
I don't know. Oh, with a cowbell.
Okay. What about calling a cat? How would you do that?
With a cowbell.
And what would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Steady girl.
Okay. And how would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
I don't know.
What would you say to make him turn left or right if you were plowing or something?
You would pull on the reins, the whatever you call them, to the left or to the right to make them move the way you want.
Would you ever say anything to them?
Giddy up.
Okay. What if you wanted to stop them? You tell them.
Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
And to back them up?
I don't know.
How would you call hogs?
Isn't there some type of whistle or something?
Do you know how that goes?
No.
How would you call sheep?
With a sheep horn. Commissioner Bass is on
Virginia.
He's in Port Lee, Virginia. For the whole month.
For some reason, I didn't think about
how would you call sheep?
With a sheep horn. Hold on a minute, because after he gets to talking with him, I've got to talk to him again.
What do you call chickens?
Chickens? What do you call them? Chicken?
I mean, calling to get them to come to you.
Here, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. That is something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or if you didn't use the word we, how would you say that?
We will have to do it, or we'll have to do
or
it.
Or if you don't use the word we, would you say me and you have to do it? Or
no, you and I will have to do it.
Okay. What if you're talking about a man and yourself, you'd say?
Johnny and I will have to do it.
What about me and him, or he and I? Or
he and I will have to do it.
And you say, he doesn't want just you, just me for that job. He wants
you.
Or if he wants you and me together, you say he wants
you and I.
Huh?
You and I.
Okay. Did you ever say all two of us or both of us?
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there, you know that they're going to recognize your voice. You might just answer, it's
me.
And if it's a man at the door, you'd say, it's. If I ask you, is that John at the door, you'd say, yeah, that was
him.
And if it's a woman, you'd say,
she.
And if it's two people,
them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
He is.
Huh?
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
Just a second. Say if you had been to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that. You'd say, New Mexico is what west I've ever been.
Repeat that, please.
If you'd been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that. You'd say, New Mexico is what west I've ever been.
Is as far west as I have ever been.
Or another way of saying that, New Mexico is the what west I've ever been.
Further west as I have ever been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them,
theirs.
And to him,
his.
To her.
Hers.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you say, well, I hope what come back again. I hope
you'll come back again. You will come back again.